Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the podcast. And I wanted to give you something for free. I have a high-ticket dropshipping niches list. So if you're interested, go check out ecommerceparadise.com/99niches, and you can sign up to get my niches list there. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I have some awesome news for you guys today. I'm really excited to dive into it. So with that said, let's get into the updates. First and foremost, I sent a survey email out to the email subscribers. Subscribers for the niches list, and I got a ton of responses. Thank you to everybody who responded. And the survey was to find out what your favorite e-commerce store is to buy things from online on a regular basis. And a lot of people said Amazon, some people said eBay, but there were others mentioned like Walmart and a few other stores I haven't even heard of. So my whole goal was just to find out where entrepreneurs are buying things online and to go out and actually funnel hack these big e-commerce sites. So I'm going to start with those, and then I'm going to be going through all the other top e-commerce sites, and I'm going to be doing funnel hacking. So what funnel hacking typically is you go to somebody's website and you find their funnel, their opt-in, and then you hack their funnel and you see what kind of offers they give you. And then you purchase a product from them and you see what kind of upsells and cross-sells and downsells they offer you after the purchase. And then you take all their emails and you save them into a folder and use it for case studies to build your own business through. So this is one of the best ways to figure out how to grow your own high-ticket dropshipping store, your own sales funnel for selling anything online, is to actually funnel hack somebody else's successful sales funnel, right? So I will be doing that with a bunch of dropshipping stores or top e-commerce sites. Now, I'm not going to be buying expensive items, but most of these sites, these top e-commerce sites that do a lot of marketing, they sell cheap items, right? So I can go there and buy $5 or $10 items and hack their funnel and record the whole process. So I'll be doing a whole series of these videos coming up on the YouTube channel for E-Commerce Paradise. So if you're not subscribed yet, make sure you get in there. It's youtube.com/ecommerceparadise, or just go ecommerceparadise.com/YouTube, and that'll give you the prompt to subscribe to the channel. And so as a gift, I'll be giving you so much free content that I'm sure you're going to appreciate it. So definitely get into that. All right, guys. And then next, I came up with the outline for my niche hacks course. I'm really excited about that. I'm actually going to drop a little preview here for you. So high ticket dropshipping niche research and market research is definitely a confusing topic. A lot of people, they don't know exactly how to do it. They don't know exactly how to determine whether a niche is really profitable and worth jumping into. And a lot of people end up jumping into niches that aren't really all that profitable, and just because that there's a big e-commerce store selling and seemingly being successful in the niche doesn't mean it's an easy one to jump into and start seeing success from in a few months' time. You know, some of these stores have been around for years, and that's why they're so big and successful, is because they've been grinding away for years building these stores, right? So my whole goal is to help beginners understand how to determine what niches are really, really good to jump into so that you can start seen sales within the first few months, and you can have a way better time growing your business because you actually have profits to grow with. So that's my goal here with the niche hacks course. And with that said, it's going to be starting out with two goals in mind. Number one, find profitable product categories for niche sites. And number two, find similar categories to offer on the same site when you go to scale. Okay, so you're going to be doing research upfront, and you want to basically do all your research before you get started so that you can determine if this niche is going to be worth growing into, because you can do a single product category store, and you should when you first start, but when you grow, you definitely want to have multiple categories you can, similar categories that you can put into the same site so you can grow wide eventually, because you will want to. All right, and with that said, there's a few tools that I usually use for niche research. Number one is google.com. I know it sounds simple, but you use Google Shopping to look at their ads, and you see e-commerce sites that are doing their ads. So that's the number one tool I use for research. Second tool I use is kwfinder.com. It's a free and premium keyword research tool. Another one that's similar is Keywords Everywhere. It makes it a little bit easier to do keyword research because you just type it into the Google search bar and it tells you the volume right there. So that's pretty nice. It's a lot faster. You don't have to like hit the enter key. You know, it just shows up the volume right there, and it's actually completely free. It's a Chrome extension. So just type Keywords Everywhere to find that one. KW Finder, it allows three free searches, and then it's a premium $29 a month tool. But I really like it because it shows you tons of of data, and it goes beyond just keywords. It actually lets you research your competitors, find their top content, find their backlinks, all sorts of other stuff, a lot like Ahrefs does, if you know about ahrefs.com. But that's quite expensive. I think it's around $80 a month to start, and KW Finder is only around $29. So it's a comparable product, and it's really, really good high quality. If you're interested in KW Finder, you can use my referral link. It's ecommerceparadise.com/KW Finder, and you'll be supporting my podcast. So I appreciate that. But that's what I use. I also, since I'm in Bangkok, Thailand, I have to use a VPN in order to have the Google Shopping ads show up. And at the moment, I'm using the Ivacy VPN. So Ivacy is pretty cool and easy to use and very, very, very inexpensive. So I really like using it. And if you're in the United States, this isn't really necessary, but you can still use a VPN to put yourself in a different city in the United States. You will get different ads according to different cities, because some of these stores do bid higher according to different geographical regions on different niches. You know, for instance, I used to sell bicycles, and since I knew bicycles sold really well in Southern California, places like New York, Seattle, big cities, I would bid up in those cities, and I wouldn't bid as high if I was in other regions. So if you happen to be living in like the Midwest somewhere and you search on Google Shopping, you might not get the same results as if you lived in Los Angeles or Seattle, New York, or you know, Dallas, Texas, or something like that. So just keep that in mind. Having a VPN, you can put yourself digitally in another city in the United States and get different results in the Google Shopping. So I use Ivacy. If you want to sign up for that and use my referral link, it's ecommerceparadise.com/Ivacy, Ivacy. All right, guys, and then the market research process is pretty simple when it comes to niche research. But first of all, I usually start with a generic keyword, and that means like a product category keyword, you know, for instance, like wine coolers or something like that. You start there in your Google search, and you're really just trying to find niche online-only stores. So you look for stores with the keyword in it. And then once you find some of those, if you do, then you want to see the average price point. And the average price point is going to be somewhere around, you know, $500 and up. So like $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, that's good. If it's not over 500, then, you know, I would just probably just scrap it and not even worry about it, because it's not going to be that profitable. You want to definitely search various product names so you can find more niche stores. And you want to see how many competitors are showing up in the ads. Having a lay of the land and seeing how many competitors are is going to be really good. Just because there's a lot of competitors doesn't mean it's going to be hard to compete necessarily, as long as you have a good plan in mind for conversion optimization. And if you do need, you know, coaching or help with that, I definitely can help with conversion optimization. So come to me for that if you need help. Then you want to find out how many suppliers are in each site. Right? So 5 to 10 suppliers is where you want to start, but you definitely want to scale. So if like that, if most niche sites have 5 to 10 suppliers in them, then you want to definitely have a plan to like start there, but also scale a little bit broader. So you may, you know, want to choose a little bit of a broader name to start with, but then just start with that one category, you know, just kind of get strategic like that, so that you are prepared for that later. You want to make sure that the prices on the products are the same across the stores. That means the MAP policies are being enforced. And then you want to make sure that there's not just like really high name brands being like, you know, shown in the ads, like LG or, you know, what's some other like name brands of appliances, like really well, like Frigidaire and stuff like that. Like you wouldn't want to sell refrigerators or washing machines, you know. You definitely want to look for, you know, certain product niches or appliances that are, you know, not sold in stores, so they don't have like crazy brand loyalty, right? And then you want to make sure the keyword search volume is really high. I usually look for single product niches that are over 50,000 searches per month, just because that means there's tons of sales happening and you can get a piece of the pie. You want to make sure it's trending at least straight, if not up. If it's trending down, then that possibly means it's, you know, going out of style or something like that. It's not as, you know, it's not that great anymore. Look at the trends over the last 5 years, over the last couple years, over the last year, and then you can see if it's seasonal at that point as well. You can see, does the trends go down in the summer and up in the winter, or up in the summer and down in the winter? So if you're going to get into a seasonal niche, then just be prepared for that seasonality. Like for instance, we used to sell electric bicycles. And bicycles. So every October, November, the sales would just plummet. You know, we would be crazy through the spring and summer. The spring, summer months were insane, hitting almost 100,000 a month some months. And then in October, all of a sudden, it'd be down to like 20,000 or something like that, 30,000. So it would just be like all over the place. And that's just seasonality for you. That's a seasonal niche. And you want to make sure that the target market is something that you're willing to serve. I usually talk about like baby boomers, people that make over $100,000 a year, you know, have a house, have cars, that kind of target market. It's a really good target market to serve, right? It's not going to be like broke college kids, or like seniors and stuff like that. You want to make sure that you're targeting the right market so that you don't have to do tons and tons of headache customer service and pulling out your hair kind of stuff. And then after all that, you know, you can choose like 5 or 10 suppliers and make a verdict. So that's about it. And then make some more deep industry research. So find like niche affiliate sites, niche membership sites, find influencers like bloggers, YouTube channels, podcasts, industry trade shows, find all this stuff within that niche once you've decided on that niche so that you can really reach out. You can do research, you can find out all the keywords, you can find out you know, who these people are and get, you know, interviews and stuff like that and get backlinks and yeah, grow your business. Okay, and then you want to do some keyword research. You want to find out all the different like product subcategory keywords that you want to be targeting. You want to find the keywords that start with best, which would be before the product categories. And those are going to be good for collection content and blog posts. And then you want to find review keywords. Those are for the products. So that'll make up good product page content as well as blog posts. And then you're going to find how-to keywords in your niche for blog posts and also popular topic keywords, blog posts and pages. And in the course, I'll be showing the best tools and how to use those tools on how to find those keywords and how to utilize them into your site. I'm going to have a ton of bonuses in this course as well. I'm going to have my niche research sheet, which includes all the different categories filled in. And so you can see all the different niche research that I've done and, you know, include some really good profitable niches. You can just kind of like skip past all the extra research and choose one if you want to just get started. And then I'm also going to have pre-filled in master spreadsheets for each niche. So you can literally just copy and download that. So I'm really excited to build those out because I think that's a really, really, really nice value add. And then I'll have a bookkeeping sheet for your expense and sales tracking. So that's going to be good. And a free Shopify store as well. A supplier directory, which I'll be working on, and it's going to be really, really useful. So you can just easily, you know, find supplier information. And then I'll have a supplier recruiting call script, as well as a monthly live mastermind group call, monthly niche reports, and monthly niche store case studies. So I'm excited to roll all this out, guys. I haven't come up with a price yet, but I'm guessing it's going to be somewhere around $97 to $197 per month. And the reason why it's going to be at that price point is because it's super, super valuable, and it's taking me a ton of work, and it's going to help you skip past all the confusing startup. So if you're at that level where you have like a day job and you're living month to month, you're the kind of person I want to help. I want to help you break free of the 9-to-5, get out of your soul-sucking job, and finally like live the life of your dreams. You know, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, this is the course for you. It's something you can afford to pay for on a monthly basis. It costs as much as a couple of, you know, as like a cup of coffee and a couple of donuts every day, you know, and for that price, you can get started on building a business. So that's the goal. And it includes the mastermind calls as well as new niche reports and stuff like that. So it's even really good for people that are already doing this kind of stuff. Maybe you bought a course already, right? And like the first store wasn't really that profitable and you didn't really understand niche selection that good or market research that good, especially not the advanced stuff, because a lot of other courses don't really teach it that good. They just kind of teach the surface level baseline stuff. They don't go into depth like I do. So if that sounds like, you know, it is something you're interested in, something like you, then you could definitely get value out of this too, especially with the mastermind calls. You can Q&A and ask me any questions you want, and then I'll have new niche reports all the time. And if you're that kind of entrepreneur that's like a serial entrepreneur, you want to start multiple stores, then this can definitely be a really cool monthly subscription for you because you'll be access to all my niche research. And so you can see a new niche, you just start a store in that niche, right? Up to you. So yeah, I got a lot of work to do to build out the membership portal on that and the sales funnel, but I'm excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I really am excited to work with a different group of people as well here because the masterclass is something that you really need to be completely dedicated in order to join. You also need to have a good credit in order to join it because it's going to cost a bit more. The baseline price for the masterclass is $14.97 now, and I had to raise the price because I'm adding a ton of new content to there, advanced content and all these different modules. And so each of those modules I could break off into their own separate $1,000 course, but I'm not going to do that yet. I'm adding them all into the one course, and anybody who has access to that is going to get access to all that future material. So you're basically a founding member still. I'm still within the first year of building all this out. So anybody who joins in the first year is going to get access to all my future materials, which is really, really exciting. So basically, if you join the masterclass now, you're going to get access to this Niche Hacks membership. You get access to all my other content, the future content in the masterclass. So join that, guys, if you're interested. I even I'm going to be rolling out a payment plan for the masterclass so that people that, you know, can't afford the upfront payment, but, you know, can afford at least a couple hundred bucks a month, a few hundred bucks a month can get into it. So I'm going to test this out. I'm starting today. So if this sounds like something that you want to get into, you want to start one of these businesses right away, you want to get out of your day job as soon as possible in the next few months, by springtime, let's say you want to have a store going and making sales so that, you know, by summer you can quit your job or something like that. And it's entirely possible depending on your hustle. It depends on how much work you do. But I've seen it done before. You can do that. You can get started. I just rolled out a 6-month payment plan. So normally you'd have to go through PayPal to get a 6-month payment plan on this, but I'm going to do the financing myself because I want to help you guys. You do need good credit in order to make this happen. So make sure you're not just going to jump into this with really bad credit and no way to finance your business, because there is some startup financing required. In fact, you're going to need at least $300 to $500 in order to get started with this business. And then you're going to need some sort of a high limit credit card in order to purchase the cost of goods that you sell. And the cost of goods that you sell are going to be around $1,000 or more. So if you don't have a credit card with like $5,000 to $10,000 limit, it's going to be really tough for you to finance your business at the beginning. So if that sounds like something that you're interested in, you do have a credit card, you are living on a budget and you just can't drop or don't want to drop $1,500 right away, I am rolling out this payment plan for the next week. So I'm going to leave it open for 1 week. If I get really good results, I may keep it open. If people don't take advantage of it, then I'm probably going to close it back down. So it's your only week to do it. I'll be sending out an email to let you guys know if you guys aren't joined. If you guys are in the masterclass already, definitely going to be rolling out tons of new content for you guys. So stay tuned to your email inbox from me and I'll let you know about the content that comes. And I'm really excited about growing these niche stores that I'm building for these guys. So I have two customers for my turnkey business solution, my $10,000 done-for-you business, basically. So I build you an entire high-ticket dropshipping business. And it's really exciting for me because I've never done this entire package before. But for me, building these sites is just like, you know, clockwork. It's so simple for me. And I've done it so many times on so many stores. So sold two of these now. I got two customers. The niches are picked, and on one of them, we already picked the domain name as well as set up the Shopify hosting. So I'm going to be starting on the Shopify demo store tomorrow for his store. And the other one, I'm waiting to hear back from them on their domain name, their branding and all that. So really, really excited. You know, the deal is you sign up, the first 30 days is building out the demo site. And then the second 30 days is, getting suppliers. So I actually contact suppliers for you. I fill out the dealer agreements, all that hard work. You know, and then I actually optimize your site for you, set up your email marketing, set up your Facebook ads, set up your Google shopping ads, search text ads, you know, even do your social media channels, all that stuff. So it's really, really cool and totally worth it. You know, obviously it's a bit of money, but at the same time, I know a lot of people that have $10,000 sitting in a retirement account or sitting in a savings account doing nothing with it. They would rather have a location independent e-commerce business, and I'm definitely able to do the work super fast. So if this sounds like you, something you'd be interested in, or you know somebody who has money who's looking to invest, definitely let them know about that. It's called my turnkey business package. You can find out more at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass and just click here to see packages. It's the last package down. Currently it's priced at $10,000. I'm going to be raising the price very soon because demand is going to be going higher and I cannot handle that many customers, and it's such a high value for that price. So really excited to help more people though. If you, if you're interested or know somebody who is, definitely let me know. All right. And then, just some resources for you guys. I signed up for Jordan Belfort's Wolf of Wall Street Straight Line Sales System course. So this guy is like a straight up master of sales. He's really, really, really good at it. And he's really good at the psychology of selling. And then, of course, you probably seen the Wolf of Wall Street if you're listening to this podcast. And it's really entertaining to watch Leonardo DiCaprio sell. And Jordan Belfort actually, coached Leonardo DiCaprio through that movie and taught him the secrets of how he sells. And it's kind of fun to hear in his sales pitches and stuff like that, exactly those little techniques that he uses. It's the same stuff that Jordan Belfort was doing back when he was actually doing what he was doing in Wall Street, how he got his name, the Wolf of Wall Street. So it's not necessarily the most up and up kind of business stuff, but he's really good at sales. And that's what he's doing now. He's teaching people how to sell really, really good. And these little techniques are just insanely, amazingly good at getting people to do stuff. They're very persuasive. Another course I just signed up for, which is really exciting for me, is Software Secrets. So Software Secrets is made by Russell Brunson and the guys behind TrustGuard and Shopper Approved, which are two software apps that I'm using now for my high-ticket dropshipping stores and for ecommerceparadise.com. So really, really good software, and the guys are awesome. Russell is awesome. Amazing, amazing value, everything they do. And it's not like a course that teaches you how to code. It's a course that teaches you how to build a wireframe, come up with an idea, and then hire a developer. They even give you their developers to actually build your app or, you know, software website for you. And then they show you how to sell it and how to market it, which is really, really awesome. So I'm excited to go through this course. I already have some great ideas for software that I came up with. It's basically going to be software that scratches an itch that we have. It solves a problem that I have on a daily basis when I'm building these high-ticket dropshipping stores. And then I'm going to have more software that I'm probably going to build out over time that is going to be related to managing and scaling these e-commerce stores. So yeah, you can do it manually, but it's a lot of labor, right? And you have to hire a team because you'll just go crazy, or it just will take you forever and you're just going to be sitting in front of your laptop all day long if you want to build a bigger business, right? So first and foremost, I came up with an idea for a niche research tool for high-ticket dropshipping. All the different things I talked about right now with how to research your niche, I'm going to build that into a piece of software, and it's going to be specifically for high-ticket dropshipping, right? So it's going to allow you to type in any keyword, and you're just going to get the data spit out. It's going to automatically go and research Google Shopping Ads. Hopefully I can figure that out if it can. And then it's going to go and research all different ad platforms as well as organics. It's going to bring you back the competitor sites. It's going to bring you keyword search volume. It's going to bring you back all these different things, like, you know, if the pricing is congruent and all the different things I talked about that you would be doing manually and really trying to use your creativity to figure it out. It'll have a computer program, a bot that goes and scrapes the web for this information for you. So that's my goal. I'm going to try to build that out. I'm really excited about it. The other one I'm going to do is really simple. I might even start with this one because it's more simple, but it's a domain name generator specifically for online retail websites. And you know, that's the thing. So like you can use a domain name generator like leandomainsearch.com. I think that's the name of it, or the Shopify one. But they give you all these random names. You really have to like dig through them to find the ones that are that sound like retail stores. And there's a lot of different retail store sounding words. And I usually use the same kind of words every single store, you know, direct or world or city or shop or store or something like that. So I'm going to basically just create a domain name generator that's got a list of these words. And then you just type your keyword in and it'll spit you out a bunch of different ideas. It'll check to see if they're available and it'll give you the ability to actually purchase that domain right then and there, which is another thing I'm going to be doing eventually, which is building out a probably, you know, using like a white label service with Namecheap or GoDaddy, but building a domain name purchasing website for high-ticket dropshippers. You know, you can just buy your domains, and for pretty much anybody, I guess, at that point. But I'm specifically focusing on high-ticket dropshipping. I really want to serve the business owners in this niche, the entrepreneurs. So I'm excited to serve you guys and help you guys out. Lots more ideas coming. I have a whole list of them, but those are the ones I think I'm going to start with because those are the ones that I can definitely get the most use out of right now. Yeah, and we're working on a high-ticket dropshipping store every day. You know, Juliana and I are doing a lot to try to grow this, and it's going quite well. We're getting more suppliers. We are adding more products. We're working with the VAs to do that. We're getting descriptions written. We're adding them to the listings and optimizing them. We're getting buyer's guides written, adding them to the collection pages and optimizing those. We're getting blog posts written and adding them and optimizing them. And I'm figuring out how to use Zipify pages to build really, really optimized landing pages for certain things, like pre-sales pages and squeeze pages. So I'm excited to keep using that and to integrate it with Klaviyo and to build out email funnels behind these squeeze page funnels and stuff like that. And Juliana just signed up for the Smart Marketer Project Management course. $1,497, totally worth it. This guy manages over 40 employees across his business, and that's a lot. So he used to be a solopreneur, struggling just like we kind of are, and you know, he created some really great ways to manage his employees and his workforce so that they can get more done and they can manage themselves, basically. And so we're really excited to do that because I know that all this business building is going to require us to have a team of people behind us, or we will literally go crazy. So if we want to stay in paradise or find paradise, we have to have a team behind us working back there on Earth, you know, to get this work done. That's kind of a funny analogy, but it's true. And yeah, anyway, so that's how things are going for us. We're really super excited about it. I'm really, really excited to build out the dropship stores for my clients. I'm excited to build out our dropship store. I am very, very excited to build the software and, you know, build content for the masterclass and build this new Niche Hacks course membership program. Tomorrow I'll be doing a theme install with one of the clients from my masterclass. I'm excited about that. One of the perks about signing up for the masterclass, one of the advanced packages, either the diamond or the platinum package, is that you get a theme install service included. So what that means is I've actually created a custom version of the Shoptimize theme just for high ticket dropshipping. There's a lot of optimizations built in that aren't in the Shoptimize theme normally. It's actually on the Shoptimize theme version 4 because I don't really like the version 5 that much. I've looked at it and it's a little bit it's really good probably for AliExpress dropshipping, for print-on-demand stuff, but for high-ticket dropshipping, it's a little bit too gimmicky in my opinion. So I'm going to be working with Bradley from Shoptimize on a very specifically luxurious-feeling dropshipping store theme for high-ticket dropshipping, because high-ticket is an expensive, you know, thing, so you really need to have like a more luxurious shopping experience. And so I'm going to be taking in the cue from a lot of these very high-ticket big e-commerce stores, and try to build out a custom theme for that. I do like the Shoptimize theme 4. I'm using it, my customized version of it. And the cool thing about the masterclass is that I actually provide you that theme file in there. So if you sign up for that, you get that theme file. And if you sign up for the diamond package or the platinum package of the masterclass, you actually get me installing the theme for you. It's a pretty simple process, but it does take about a half hour, and I have to go through there and add your logo, add your theme, add your brand colors, add your code and stuff like that for certain apps. And yeah, after that's done, it's pretty simple. So I'm doing that. I have another coaching call with the client as well, with one of the masterclass members, trying to get him going with his store, and excited to get that going as well. So life is exciting here in Bangkok, Thailand. It's very warm and sunny and calm right now. No rain, and perfect time of year to be out here. I absolutely love it. I'm excited for E-Commerce Mastery Live is coming up in a couple of weeks here, first week of December. Ernest Epps is going to be out here. Jose Ochoa, my buddy, is going to be out here along with a bunch of other guys. Let's see here. The speakers, Kevin David, I think he's actually going to be at the AWA Affiliate World Asia Conference, which is the 2 days before. I'm actually not going to be attending that this year, only because I don't like attending conferences more than one day in a row. I have a lot of work going on, and taking that much time off just to go and network, in my opinion, is not worth it. Taking one day is totally fine, and I'd love to network in the e-commerce industry. I'll be doing Affiliate World next year. I did Affiliate World last year, and it was totally cool, but there's a lot going on in the Affiliate World that's above my head right now, and I think over the next year, I'll have a lot more going on with affiliate marketing, as well as building out the masterclass even more. So I'll have a lot more to do in that conference in 2019. So this year, technically it is in 2019. No? Yeah, first week of December is 2018. So in 2019, I'll be going to Affiliate World, and I'm excited about that. So if you guys haven't heard of Affiliate World or E-Commerce Mastery Live, Affiliate World's been going on for a while. They actually do one in Europe as well. So they have two conferences a year, I believe, and really, really, really good high quality. Neil Patel did some great speeches. If you go on YouTube and type in Affiliate World Neil Patel, you'll be able to find his speeches he's done. He did one about landing page hacks, which was brilliant. He also did one about selling online courses, high ticket online courses, which was brilliant. The guy is just a straight up ninja when it comes to online marketing, SEO, and stuff like that. So Neil Patel is one of my favorite online marketers. I don't know if he's going to be here this year, but one of the guys that I did want to catch up with is Maxwell Finn. He's going to be at E-Commerce Mastery Live. He's the guy behind Facebook Ad IQ Academy, and he's done a bazillion amounts of sales using ClickFunnels and different sales funnels and stuff like that. So brilliant guy, brilliant marketer. Excited to meet him and network in the e-commerce industry a bit. And Bangkok is just a great place to do it. It's a lot of fun. It's very warm and humid out here, so everybody's in good spirits. And that's coming up. And then, we'll be flying to Los Angeles that following week. We'll be in Seattle in the cold for a week or so, a long weekend. And then we'll be in Montana and even more cold. And we're going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, even more cold. And then we'll be in LA, which isn't so cold. And we'll be in Los Angeles for New Year's, and then we'll be back in Bangkok after that. So excited to to do all that. And, you know, that's kind of a daily life. You know, I go through a lot every single day. I work on a lot of stuff and come up with a lot of ideas. As you can see, like, this lifestyle, it's not about just like sitting on a beach and sipping pina coladas while you make money. You know, if you want to succeed in life, you've got to hustle your butt off. And that's what I do every single day. You know, one thing I learned when I was going through the process of trying to figure out how to quit my day job and get out of that like whole soul-sucking world I was in was how I would have to change my daily lifestyle in order to be able to afford having that kind of leisure lifestyle. And sure, it's very leisurely. Like, I get to just kind of choose my own schedule. I never have to operate on anybody else's schedule unless I make an appointment with somebody. Then I make that call with them. But that's it. You know, I can take a walk whenever I want to. I can go to any restaurant I want to at any time. I can take 2 or 3 hours for lunch if I really feel like it. But when I'm working, I'm hustling like crazy. I am going through so much. I'm organizing. I'm setting things up. I'm creating things. I'm building things. And that's what it's all about, guys, is like using your time wisely every single day and making the most of what you have right now to build something great, and then continuing to learn every moment you possibly can throughout the day. So listening to podcasts while you're driving to work, while you're walking the dog, while you're doing the dishes, that's an awesome way to learn. And so I'm so proud of you for listening to this podcast right now, because it shows that you want to learn and you're excited about it. And you know, listening to audiobooks is really good too. Don't be afraid to invest in online courses from people that have success. So just make sure that you go out there and you find advanced courses from people that are actually super successful with solid business models. Don't buy courses from people that do like black hat stuff or like things that are like fly by night kind of business models, like get rich quick stuff, because it's not sustainable. Okay. Buy online courses from people who are teaching advanced tactics, advanced sales, advanced marketing, advanced, you know, different ways to do marketing. And if you're not into my masterclass, just understand it's an advanced course. It's very long. It takes you from a very beginner to launch, and then way past launch to scaling. And my coaching is advanced coaching. I don't just give you a few things to work on when you talk to me for an hour. I change your entire business. I had a coaching call with a buddy, John, and his store was kind of teetering on the point of collapse. And I walked him through every single little thing he needed to do. And then that summer, he was making like $50,000 sales revenue per month. And you know, going from 0 to 50 in like a few months is just ridiculous. But guys, it's possible. Like, you just have to make tons of tweaks and build. And so if you just focus on that, you learn, you do the work, you get it done, and you keep learning, life is going to change for you. Like, truly is. My buddy, my best case study right now, my good friend is Nate. He just basically signed up for my program in July, my masterclass. And then what happened is just last month, he networked at a conference, and the person he networked with is connected with a hedge fund manager. And that person bought his high ticket dropshipping store. He started using my course, and he got that. He sold that for $50,000. So now he's invested in my turnkey business solution. I'm building him a entire website, and I'm super excited to help him build something way bigger than what he even built before, right? And way more profitable. So, you know, like for him, he was going to get into a niche that I know is not going to be that easy to start in. It's going to be less profit later on. And I told him that, and you know, he totally agreed with me, and I showed him some of the ones that were really profitable, and we just went for it. So I'm excited, found a great domain for him, and going to run with that. So guys, you just have to understand that, like, it's worth it. You know, doing the work and learning, it might be hard at first, but God, it's worth it. And if you want to become wealthy and travel and stuff like that, and just change your lifestyle entirely, you can do it. Anybody can do it. If you're born in the United States, you have a social security number, and you have good credit, you can do it, right? If you don't have good credit because maybe you missed some payments or something like that, you've got to rebuild your credit. You've got to pay your bills on time. I actually asked my group a question, do you pay your bills on time? And everybody said yes. And that's what I know. Like, if you're an entrepreneur and you are in it to build a good, sustainable business like we build, you have to have good credit. That is one of the baseline things. And good credit is just basically good life ethics. You pay your bills on time. You don't go into more debt than you can handle, right? And you take care of business, guys. You work. You stay consistent. You're responsible. You take out the trash. You do the dishes. You know, you clean up after yourself. You take care of your homework, right? Responsibility is a thing that we all need to learn in life. Every single day we need to handle things. We need to handle our bills. We need to handle business. We need to follow up with leads, that kind of stuff. And make sure that you're serving people in your life, because the more you serve, the more you're going to be served. The more that you help people, the more they will help you in exchange, you know, in a monetary way. So figure out how you can help in a bigger, better way, and you will probably receive more money from those people. And I'll leave it at that, guys. Take that, run with it, and build a bigger, better business. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care.